Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
They're going to need help. Everyone's going to need help.
They will never be the same.
Help feed those who need it most.
We're doing all we can to help out.
Join us on Wednesday, April 14th to fight hunger.
This is where we see the best of America.
Together.
And as it is Wednesday, the 14th of April, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. Kind of a special edition of the DJV program because millions and millions of Americans have gone to bed hungry. Last night, we'll go to bed hungry tonight, but perhaps fewer of them because of what we're doing. A lot of other radio stations are doing what we call Feeding America. This is a radiothon that we did last year on this day, as a matter of fact. After things got started with COVID, it became obvious that there were a lot of people who were compromised when it came to being able to get enough to eat. So what we did then and what we're asking you to do today is donate whatever you can. $5, $2, $1, $10, $100, everything will help. So make a donation. All you have to do is visit radiocares.org, radiocares.org, or you can text radio to 662266. That's texting radio to 662266, and the folks there will send the donation link right to your phone. So that's how you can help. That's how you can tell your friends about it. You can talk about it at work. You do all of those things that are seemingly natural and helpful whenever you get involved in any kind of cause or something you believe in. I think that there are places you can go online, but it's just it's very cool. And I'm happy to be a part of it. Happy to have Jennifer and Victoria Jay's first time on it. But last year, ladies, what do you remember most about what we did? I think it was really, I was surprised at the end of the day that we had raised as much much money as we did, frankly.
Yep, that was a really great surprise. I didn't expect to raise that much either, but I think just like sharing the stories of, you know, this time last year, we were just getting into people, you know, getting laid off and then not being able to afford their rent or their mortgages. And so we really hadn't gotten to the point yet where we are, you know, now a year later. But it was still, even then, Feeding America, I think it was, I forget the stat, but it was something like 40,000 tons of food that they have served to people.
Yeah.
It was a crazy
really
amount.
Important.
It is really important. So I'm really happy that we're doing it again.
Being so shocked. This I can't even remember. It's probably 6 months ago now. Driving to, my mom was out of town. She was taking care of my grandfather. And so I was taking care of her cat. And I was going home during the day, going to her house a different way. And I passed this lineup of cars, and I couldn't figure out what it was for. And I realized it was for a church food drive for people who could not afford to buy their food. And I think we have, you know, maybe some of us have forgotten, but this has been a really, really hard year for people. And I think people who never thought they'd be in line to receive food or a handout found themselves in this position because, you know, government funds only go so far. A lot of businesses were forced out, and it created the perfect storm of suffering for a lot of people, a lot of business owners who probably never thought they would be where they are. So it's important to keep those
people in
our memory. Yeah, in our mind.
RadioCares.org. Text the word radio to 662266. We'll continue to keep you updated and to give you a little bit of a push to do that as you can during the day today. We'll talk about it probably tomorrow a little bit too. What else are we talking about? Well, the officer who fatally shot Dante Wright and his chief have resigned, Jennifer, and that amidst the people asking how could the police person have mistaken a gun for a taser? As tasers look and feel a lot different from a pistol, and
plus
so even members
arms.
The police
usually,
are just
usually,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think this is the question. It was a woman, by the way. I know you mentioned that he. So it was a police woman. She'd been on the force over 25 years, 48 years old. She resigned yesterday. She's been identified as Kim Potter. Had a pretty good history, according to reports. If you listen to, I mean, I gave you my theory yesterday, which is if you listen to the audio, if you watch the video, and the police department in Brooklyn Center, they released this footage right away. It wasn't like people had to wait or they were trying to hide it. They released the body cam footage right away. And to me, this sounds like someone who was shaken. She was emotional. You could hear in her voice, she was screaming out, taser, taser, taser. To me, it sounds like a tragic accident. I don't know how she could have made that mistake. I don't know what was going through her mind. I do know that the police department in Minneapolis and Brooklyn Center, the surrounding communities, that they're under tremendous pressure. They have been abolished or voted to be abolished by the city council. They have voted to be defunded. You have a lot of good cops who have left the force because of the way the community, you know, the standoff essentially with the community. And I know we focus a lot on the community, but put yourself in an officer's position. According to people who I know, they say the next step should have been to touch the suspect and bring him to the ground. But many officers are afraid to touch any suspect after the death of George Floyd in police custody. Nobody wants to touch anybody. And so her next step was to grab her taser. She made that error. She sounded completely emotional. Maybe she freaked out. I don't know. And is that, do we say, is that a training issue? Well, no, it's a fatal, fatal mistake, clearly. And I don't think it's, you know, I don't think it's being helped. And we talked about this yesterday by the headlines that these are white cops hunting black people. I don't think it's helpful for black
in
people.
In that circumstance, that doesn't
help. And I don't think it's helpful for the police. And you still have people, members of the squad, particularly in Congress, Rashida Tlaib and AOC, who are coming out saying that this was intentional and that if this were not a black person, that it wouldn't have happened. And they don't know that. This woman panicked. And they don't know that it had anything to do with race at all. So I think doing this is irresponsible because not only are you sending more fear through the black community, but you're making it almost impossible for police to police. And then tragic accidents like this end up with someone dying.
I think you're absolutely right. I think this was a tragic accident. And I don't think, I mean, none of us know. I would like to think that race wasn't a factor. And especially as you said, Jen, this woman sounded just really unprepared to be in that moment. However, after Philando Castile was shot in his car, which he was in, you know, the innocent black man literally in his car telling the officer he was reaching for the permit that he had for his legal gun, and then she shot him and killed him in the car. After that, in 2016, Minnesota invested $12 million in police training. Mm-hmm. So clearly training is not the problem here.
No, and they're retrained all the time. And that's why I'm saying I don't think that this was
people
a training
People can say, oh, training, training, training. It's not that.
Well, I think under duress, people, and this is true, people go, they refer back to their lowest level of training under duress. What I think, and I think training is great, and I think more training is wonderful, I think that's fantastic, and it's always been a part of policing. But I think when you have all of the community coming down on you, when you feel like people are watching you every step, that you can't touch a suspect, then what else are your options? I mean, there's a tremendous amount of pressure on what these police can and cannot do right now, especially in Minneapolis.
What we need less of is the baloney, excuse me, Jay, that comes from AOC and the squad. They make everything about themselves. It's always about them and their point of view. They're always right. Everybody else is wrong. I get pretty tired of listening to that stuff.
Well, we get that on the right, too, from Mitch McConnell. I don't think that they're nearly as much of a factor as how people on the ground and on the streets feel.
Yeah. But they do create headlines.
Noises that are not helpful. Jay, what did you start to say? Excuse me.
Oh, no, I think I agree with what everyone's saying, but I also do think that this is absolutely a training issue. And it's not just about physical training, but there needs to be more of a psychological approach to training,
That's
too.
Very
and
true.
The issue is she's a training officer. She is training other people
Didn't
as
know
well.
That one. Jeez.
Yeah, she was training somebody during this situation.
Oh, my God.
There we go. All right, well, there's more. You always find more to the story, and that's what's good and important about the discussions.
You also know what his warrant was for, right? I mean, he tried to rob someone at gunpoint for $820. So it's, you know, what do you no. – nobody knows what they're walking into.
15 past the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug and Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay on the Wednesday edition, helping you keep healthy, helping you do things the right way. We have all kinds of suggestions. Whenever I talk about a product, it's because I believe in it, I've experienced it, I like it, I use it, and all of the things you can be sure will be all natural, whether it's the Calitrin product to lose weight and keep it off the natural way, or whether it's the Navage tool that you use to keep your nostrils clean, whatever it is, the cookies from Ebon, it's all great. It's all good, and I'm happy to talk about the things that will be helpful to you, and certainly Calitrin has been helpful to most of the people that have taken it over the years, the last 20-some-odd years. These people have come together with this formula that's pretty simple, actually. A doctor and his nurses who were treating people for obesity and for weight problems found this, discovered this and put it together, and the old, what is it, bippity-boppity-boo, bingo. They've got the Calitrin weight loss formula that doesn't have any stimulants, no drugs in it. It's just pure collagen protein, which your body needs and doesn't produce anymore after you're in your 20s, and enzymes, digestive enzymes. It's a complex thing, your body, but yet this is a simple way to rebuild it. Take it down and build it back up again. You'll be satisfied or your money back. It's proven to help you with not only weight loss, but getting a better night's sleep. I know Victoria talks about that all the time. There is so many, the good side of this is so strong. There's really nothing bad that can come out of doing this, except maybe you don't get the weight off as quickly as you'd like to. Other than that, it's 100%. It's a home run. Calitrin, use it to lose that weight. Go to toploss.com. That's their website, toploss.com, and use the discount code DJV. You get special spring deal, special spring pricing. Using this product to make yourself look better as you go into spring and the good weather months, that's good. Makes a lot of sense. And use the DJV code when you check out so you don't have to pay for shipping either. That's Calitrin at toploss.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret at Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, back to the fight against hunger during this worldwide crisis.
This would really help out. Help me out a lot.
Text radio to 662266, and a donation link will be sent immediately to your phone. Or you can donate by going to radiocares.org.
So you may remember the story of Morgan Wallen and what was going on with him. If you are unfamiliar with the name, we'll refresh your memory and tell you what it was all about in just a matter of moments here as we check trending stories on the DJV program.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, so let's refresh everybody's memory, Jay, as to who Morgan Wallen is and why he was on the baddie list.
The baddie list? He is, I want to say was, but still is, one of the biggest artists in country music. He had a rowdy night with some friends, was caught on video dropping the N-word, and then he got canceled. Radio took him off of airplay. He kind of got grounded from his label. Award show said, you are not eligible, you're not invited. They banned him. All of his fans showed up in full force to keep supporting him, though. I mean, his album sales still skyrocketed. And there are even billboards around Nashville pushing for him to win Entertainer of the Year at the ACM Awards. That's coming up this Sunday. He's not even nominated again. He's kind of banned from it. Well, he released an apology statement, a handwritten note he posted to social media, acknowledging what he did, how he's been growing, how he's going to continue to grow. He was supposed to be on Luke Bryan's summer tour coming up. He's not going to be doing any summer performances. He wants to keep working on himself. So
what does that mean? Working on, what do you do when you work?
No one really knows what that means,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's what somebody in his camp told him to say.
Yep, his PR people.
The whole thing you think is probably created by his PR people because there's a lot of money there and they don't want to jeopardize it, frankly. So anyway, all right. Also trending, we were I think introducing the world or the people listening to this program to the idea that Dolly Parton has an ice cream that she's kind of fond of. And now there is a lot of talk about this, the strawberry pretzel pie ice cream. Yes?
Yes, this was the one that we were discussing that crashed the Jenny's website. It's a limited edition. Profits are going to benefit Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. Well, you could buy them in stores, in Jenny's Scoop Shops, and then also online. And again, the store completely crashed online. So Jenny's sent an email out to everybody who's on the mailing list yesterday, released a statement saying, hey, guess what? We're going to do this again. We've fixed everything. It's going to be a two-day sale while supplies last. I mean, I don't think it's going to make it to the full 2 days. There's only 5,000 remaining pints. Uh-huh. But starting at noon Eastern time on Thursday, April 15th.
All right.
So formerly known as Tax Day.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's May 15th this year. All right, so there it is. You've got, just to identify with Dolly a little bit, it's kind of cool. Speaking of identifying, don't forget today our special radio-a-thon with all the people struggling with hunger every day. You can help out a lot. We'll talk about it during the day. You can donate now at radiocares.org or text the word radio to 662266 and I will send the donation link right to your phone. All right, do that. Help out. You'll feel very good about it, I'm sure about that. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. At SEMA 360, Chevrolet will showcase a 1977 K5 Blazer converted to all-electric propulsion. The K5 Blazer E is a functional proof of concept of the upcoming electric connected and cruise package. Chevrolet Performance plans to sell in the second half of 2021. During the virtual event, Chevrolet Performance will survey SEMA members interested in building their own electric projects to help finalize Chevrolet's initial e-crate offering. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at Top.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Iran prepares to start enriching uranium to levels near bomb-making capabilities, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News says the president's foreign policy blunders is making America less safe.
Joe Biden's become an incredibly destabilizing American president. He took a border that was pretty calm and turned it into chaos. They're talking about enriching uranium at 60% now, which is a direct threat to the existence of the state of Israel. The Russians are challenging him in the Ukraine, and now he is withdrawing forces in Afghanistan against sound military advice.
90% enrichment is what's needed to make a nuclear weapon. Law enforcement and protesters in the Twin Cities suburb of Brooklyn Center clashed Tuesday night for a third night after the fatal police shooting of Dante Wright. The officer involved in the shooting has since resigned, as did the police chief on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
As President Biden moves forward with a very expensive infrastructure bill, it is being brought to the attention of the president. Completing the U.S.-Mexico border is infrastructure. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
North Carolina Representative Madison Cawthorn has taken a unique approach to trying to get the southern border wall completed. Cawthorn introduced the Donument Act Tuesday, a nod to former President Donald Trump. The bill would establish the border wall as a national monument, permanently protecting it from alteration. Republicans have cited President Biden's decision to halt construction on the wall as one of the reasons for the current surge of illegal crossings at the border. Senator John Thune believes the wall is also a vital piece of infrastructure. The South Dakota Republican says finishing its construction would address a national security issue.
One of the things they could do, there's been a lot of talk about infrastructure. The administration is talking about infrastructure bill. One important piece of infrastructure is to finish building the border wall. That would be really important, and it's already been funded. Congress has appropriated money for that. The administration has chosen not to take those dollars and to finish building out the wall. We heard from Border Patrol how important the wall is and how critical it is to the security down there.
Charles Schwab Corporation says it accidentally sent more than $1 million to Kalen Spadoni in Harvey, Louisiana. Schwab blamed the issue on software. When the company realized the mistake and attempted to take the money back, it was gone and Spadoni wasn't answering her phone. Spadoni was arrested earlier this week and fired from her job as a 911 dispatcher. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now we return to the fight against hunger, where you can help those most in need during the pandemic.
Thank you for helping my family.
Text radio to 662266, and a donation link will be sent immediately to your phone. Or you can donate by going to radiocares.org.
It's 34 at the hour now on the DJD program. I'm sure of one thing. The way we do our program here is aimed at helping home, family, talking a lot about what makes our existence that much better, things that we are going to confront in our daily lives. And certainly hunger is something that our country is, if you can imagine it, the richest country in the world. And there are 37 million people who struggle with hunger every day. It just doesn't seem, and I'm not here to tell you that we have to level the playing field and everybody should be treated the same. I don't subscribe to that. But I do know that in a country that is as ours is, there ought not to be hunger. 37 million people, 14 million of them are under the age of 14. So think about that. Children that go to bed hungry every night. So they need our help, and so we're asking you to participate with us here in the Feeding America Radio-a-thon, which is today all day long, and it'll keep going for a couple of days. You can help pretty simply by donating at Radio Cares, RadioCares, RadioCares.org, or you can text the word radio to 662266, and the folks, they'll send the donation link right to your phone so you can do it there. They're little snippets from people who have had the benefit of this in the past. And by the way, it isn't just today. These folks who do Feeding America are doing it all year, all day, every day, all week, every week, every month, and all year. They're there, and they have helped. What did you say, Victoria? It was like, I can't remember how many meals we got out of this last year, but we also, you know, thinking about the outfit itself and what they do to feed people. $5 buys, I think, about 10 meals or something, doesn't it?
Yep, that's about correctly. Right. Yep, mm-hmm. And it just proves that you really don't need to give, you know, these are tight times for a lot of people.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, you don't have to give a lot to make an impact. Yep.
Right, every bit, every little bit helps. So, again, it's texting the word radio to 662266, maybe the easiest way to go online to radiocares.org. Here's somebody who just had a quick thought about the help and how it was needed.
They're doing their best, and we're so thankful for that.
I am so thankful.
This would really help me out a lot.
It's going to somebody that needs it.
We can't meet the challenge of this moment without additional help.
Yeah, so there it is. Thoughts are things. Put your thoughts to work. Text the word radio to 662266, and the donation link goes right to your phone. Thank you very much. We'll do this all day today. You'll be hearing us talk about it tomorrow as well, just to kind of remind you. Speaking of reminders, the J&J vaccine is in the focus here, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the question that many people are asking is, what do you do if you've already had the vaccine? And so I have my own story, and I didn't get J&J. I found out something yesterday that's very troubling as a result of me having the shots. I'll tell you the story after you kind of bring us up to date on the seriousness of the risk here for if you've had the J&J vaccine.
So federal health officials basically put a pause on the distribution of J&J. So right now we're on a multi-day. We don't know exactly how long it will be, I don't believe. But it looks like we will have a pause for multiple days while they're figuring out what is actually the connection between the six women who have had these reactions. And these are severe blood clots. This is not just a normal blood clot. This is a very rare. This is not something that's going to be widespread. This is a very rare reaction. And so 7 million people already have the J&J vaccine in America. And so as out of the 7 million, you know, we have the story of these six women who have been affected. They are all between the ages of 18 and 48. One died, one is in critical condition. And so, and all of them had this, it's venous sinus thrombosis, it's cerebral venous sinus thrombosis. That's what all of these women have suffered from. They all had low platelet counts, according to experts. And so they're trying to figure out how somehow the vaccine may activate platelets, and then that leads to blood clots in the channels that help route blood away from the brain. So that's where the cerebral part of this thrombosis comes from. So basically, what do you do if you've gotten the vaccine? Well, they know that these women have had reactions between 6 to 13 days after getting the vaccine. The sort of widespread report now is if you are three or more weeks post the vaccine and you haven't had any issues, you're most likely in the clear. If you are having any of the symptoms of this type of thrombosis, these clots can actually cause strokes or similar damage to the brain. This is, you know, a severe headache that won't go away. Leg pain, severe abdominal pain, shortness of breath. If any of that begins after, they say between 6 to 13 days after getting the J&J vaccine, go to a doctor immediately or go to the ER.
I'd say go to a doctor if that happens at any time, just in general in life. Those are not.
Yeah, if you have a headache that won't go away, sure. Yeah, leg pain, there's always, but apparently this is like severe headache, severe abdominal pain, and shortness of breath to the point where you really feel like you really can't breathe. So those are, if it gets that bad, get immediate attention from a doctor. So the other thing that's, officials are also warning that doctors do not treat this condition with heparin, which is a very common anticoagulant. Normally, that's what you would use to treat a blood clot. But in this case, with this specific type of thrombosis, heparin can actually make it worse. So I think doctors right now, during this pause that we're on from distributing the J&J vaccine, I think a lot of health officials are trying to figure out what the proper treatment would be if we see more of these types of reactions.
Well, it certainly is a thorny issue for people making policy, and is it going to be worse or better if, you know, under the circumstances, pretty aggressive response from the feds for a national pause in it. And so we are, it gives us pause to think about it. I did not have Johnson & Johnson. I had the Pfizer vaccine. And within 2 weeks, I haven't said this on the air, within a couple of weeks of me getting my second shot, I started getting headaches. And through the course of the last couple of weeks, I have gotten more headaches and more headaches, so that it's now become a daily thing. And the last couple of days, it has been all day. I have taken a leave only a couple of times because it, to sort of alleviate it, and it has worked to a point. But, you know, I have been on a blood thinner, aspirins, that sort of thing, since I had the event last fall, which wasn't a TIA, but it was still something that needed attention. So I'm going to see the neurologist that examined me after that today, because I have, over the course of my life, if I had one headache a year, that would be a lot. And now that I have them every day, all day, something's wrong. And
what makes you think this is Pfizer-related or vaccine-related?
Because yesterday I was in my chiropractor's office getting an adjustment, and I told him the story, and he said that he'd had, over the last couple of weeks, he's had a dozen or more people come in who've had the Pfizer vaccine who have had the same symptoms that I have, headaches, and it's not a heavy headache. It's not a sharp pain. It's not a migraine, but it's a constant in the same part of my head, a constant ache. It's a constant headache. And so I'm going to have we'll look at it today and see what happens. I'll tell you certainly tomorrow what the outcome is, but I've never had headaches like this ever in my life. And so I am obviously...
Well, definitely keep us posted, because if a lot of people are developing this and don't really know what it is...
Well, but I didn't have J&J. I had Pfizer.
Well, no, so that's what I'm saying. If a lot of people are developing headaches after Pfizer, because I'm getting my second Pfizer shot on the 24th, so if I have a headache, I'm calling you.
I actually haven't, but I haven't talked to anybody who has had the second shot that's had the same experience that I've had. And so,
but your chiropractor said that he's seen numerous people with the same thing?
Yes, yep, yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of reasons for headaches. Tension, stress, tension in the neck.
But you never know, you know, and doctors, I don't know. My mom went to her doctor the other day and went in for back pain. And he said, oh, you're a COVID survivor. Well, that's pretty consistent. So people are, so now they're doing back pain, leg pain.
I've heard that,
Yep, so. Thank our friends in the Chinese government for all of this. Meanwhile, the baby boom that was predicted at the beginning of the pandemic is now widely acknowledged to have been a bust, a baby bust instead. There was an assumption that people would take the opportunity to be procreators while stuck at home. Instead, states have reported large declines in birth rates for the, what was it, the first December of last year. That'd be 9 months, right, after things started in March?
Yep.
Anyway, I don't know. The Brookings Institution predicted that there would be up to 500,000 fewer babies born than last year because of the economic recession. So people are thinking not about just making whoopee, about what happens after you make the whoopee. And the expectation then, it was sort of the same. If you go back to the history, the events that happened in 1918 in our country, the Spanish flu, and then the recession, and the, what was the SARS, right, in 2008, 2009, both combined
together. That didn't really affect, but the 2008, the economic recession, that birth rate, that decreased by 9% in 2009.
Yeah, but it happened at the same time that SARS did. So whether they were related or they weren't related, it's still in that same circumstance, but 9% fewer. This, if in fact that's the case for this year, then I guess the birth rate would be, in terms of percentages of people that live in the country, pretty much the lowest point that has been as long as they've been keeping records, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's a good thing. I think we have, as I've said many times, you've heard me say, one of the biggest problems that the world faces, our country included, is that there are just too many babies being born. Too many people on the planet can't be handled. We can't manage the people in our country. We can't manage the people in the world. And so this is not bad. As far as I'm concerned, this is good. So if there's a good or positive outcome from. And there are a number, if you think about it, people getting closer, people spending time together. I dare say, Victoria, that what I know about you and Lewis and the fact that you've both been working from home and you seem to me to be closer, this is a good thing for you. Mm-hmm. And the same thing for Jay. I don't know your husband, but I think I feel that there's a comfort level, the two of you in both in the radio business, both working from home. It's done, would you say it's done good things for your marriage and your relationship?
well, I mean, we started our relationship both with work from home jobs, so we've kind of always had a lot of FaceTime. This was not too much new, but with having a baby, it's been great, like, you know, tagging him in, being tag team partners on this.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay, well, that's good.
Like, can you just hold him for 5 minutes? I need personal space.
Right.
Meanwhile, Jennifer goes to the studio every day and then to the office and sees her fiancé once a week.
I just realized I haven't heard you mention Jeff's name in a really long time.
No. it's not that we had a great weekend. It's not that there's a reason to, but I just, work has been dominating lately, so.
Yeah.
How's the wedding planning going?
Yeah, it's great. A lot of masks.
All right, so
it's hard when your schedule hasn't changed. Everybody else has got these new realities, and I feel like, you know, I'm still running in the in the hamster wheel.
Well, my reality hasn't changed either. I've worked out of the home studio that I've had for 30 years in various places, and the access to the farm hasn't changed. So that really, other than my socially extended life, which isn't that all that involved anyway. My life hasn't changed that much either, frankly. And I hope that the headache that I have isn't going to change my life. I can get to the bottom of that as fast as possible. Thank you very much. Trending on the download side of things, the DJV show download, is a discussion of the funerals resulting from COVID and the investigation of COVID origins and a discussion with Victoria about New Jersey being the number two state in the country with new COVID cases. All things COVID, the rural focus on people refusing the vaccine. Also, a lot of our stations, a lot of listeners are in the Mid-South and the Midwest, a lot of farm states. That's just kind of the way we travel. So I also talk about my motive for getting vaccinated in the download, which you can get at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
In the market for a next-level Windows 10 laptop, look no further than the ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED from Asus. It lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity, featuring an amazing 4K OLED HDR touchscreen. It also includes the Asus ScreenPad Plus secondary 4K display with a brand new tilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. Not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen. Powered by up to an Intel Core i9 8-core processor and NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3070 GPU, ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Visit Asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
The economic impact of the pandemic has turned American life upside down. Over the past year, these family moments...
Oh, don't worry, honey. Everything's going to be okay.
...have become these family moments.
Don't worry, Daddy. Everything's going to be okay.
People who never dreamt they would need help feeding their families now need food assistance. Help Feeding America at RadioCares.org or text RADIO to 662266.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wednesday, the 14th of April, it's the DJV program, the partnership that we have with all these other radio stations around the country, hosting this one-day Radio Cares event for Feeding America. 3,400 stations around the country helping to raise money for 5 million meals. And if you want to help, please do so by texting the word radio to 662266. We'll have Tech Talk with Victoria right after this. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com. All right, Victoria, let's get to Tech Talk and what Apple has officially announced, if you please.
Yep, Apple's next big reveal of new products will take place on April 20th. It is, they had the invite that went out and went viral, of course, like all Apple events, and it's called Spring Loaded. That's the tagline. So they always are very mysterious about their announcements, and you never really know what they're going to do until the moment of the big presentation. But the timing does favor an announcement for a new iPad Pro. They have new 11 and 12.9-inch tablets are expected to have a similar design to last year's Sisters model, but the larger version will reportedly be Apple's first with a mini LED display, which will be really gorgeous if you're in the market for an iPad Pro. Other rumored improvements include a faster processor with the new M1 chip that Apple is making on their own now for the first time. They're not contracting it out, and that's in their new Macs as well. A new iPad mini with a larger screen is going to come up, and another contender to appear at the event is Apple's AirTags. This is Apple's long-rumored Tile competitor. Now, Tile and the new AirTags, they're small fobs that you can place in your luggage, or you can attach them to a bicycle or even a car, and it's a GPS tracker that you can follow on your phone. Tile started out as a luggage tracker because everybody kept losing luggage in the airport, so you pop one of these babies in your suitcase and you always know where it is. And sometimes people were finding that their luggage was flying to other countries, and that's how they figured out where their lost luggage was. So Apple is jumping on that with AirTags. They're also reportedly planning to revamp the iMac lineup this year. They'll have new MacBook Pros, new MacBook Air, and Apple's AirPods is getting a new version. That's going to have the AirPods Pro-style elements like shorter stems and replaceable ear tips.
Very cool. All right. Well, it is if you like Apple stuff. There's a new device made for cleaning all the gunk out of your earbuds. Let's find out how that works.
The Geek Out.
No matter the brand of earbud you might use, we all likely have been grossed out by the buildup of earwax that can be found on and in the buds of your choice. Now, you can manually clean your buds, but that's kind of icky, and it's not 100% effective. Now, there's a device for that, the Cardlax Earbuds Washer. It's a small cube that almost looks like a top-loading washing machine, which is actually what it is. Drop the buds into the device and they roll about in a drum that both cleans and polishes. A small pop-up brush handles some of the tighter and dirtier spaces. Now, the washer is a Kickstarter that has already far exceeded its goal and should ship in June for about $40. We've tweeted a link to the demo video over at the Geek Out.
Are you ready to start investing but aren't sure how? Go for the gains you deserve safely with this free special report from Wall Street trader and financial expert Jared Dillian. Claim your free copy at jaredradio.com. That's jaredradio.com.
All right, so what's Netflix doing, Victoria?
Well, if you turn on Netflix and you have kids and it looks a little bit different, it's because Netflix is redesigning the kids' profiles to make them more visually appealing and more prominently displayed for kids to actually go through and choose what they want to watch. So popular characters from kids' shows will now be popping up on screen, so it'll be easier for a kid to just kind of pick and choose what they want to watch. The redesign features a row of the kids' most watched shows right on the home screen, makes it easy. And the decision to include characters was to help kids better recognize their favorite shows, according to Netflix. They said they wanted it to be like a kid walking into their own room where they know where every Lego piece is. And so that's how they want the Netflix profile to show up for the kids. And there's lots more kids programming too, especially with, you know, moms and dads trying to do homeschooling and things like that. Netflix has really come up with good stuff.
There you go, something to celebrate, if you will, on the DJV program. Victoria and Doug,
according to the Wall Street Journal, the new book The Great Devaluation is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.